Episode 2200, Abide in My Presence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready to get your soul on fire. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And you know what? We need to stop for just a moment and really begin to reflect on our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Because what if He sent you a text and it read, "Abide in My Presence"? For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. So what if the note read, while you are in search of the roadmap to get you through the twists and the turns in life, abide in my presence and never lose sight of what's important. Love God. You know, doing life without God is much harder than doing life with God. So wouldn't you rather do life with God? Now, I know what it's like trying to control everything. We do it for our children. We do it for our business, our church, and we even do it with God. Come on, Lord, get on my team. That's the quiet cry that we yell at Him quite often. Like, why aren't you doing what I told you to do? I've been praying this for 3 months. What's taking you so long? Oh, wait, I've been praying this for 3 years. Begging, convincing, and manipulating gets you nowhere with God. The one who suffers is you. Now, the hardest thing to do is to give it to God and do what you can control, which is you. But we always have it backwards. Okay, I know that's a strong word, always. We always have it backwards. But yes, think about the last time you begged God. And you said, come on, Lord, how much more? What more do I need to do for you? And then you begin to list things. And they're not the gratitude list, because that would look totally different. It's like, look at me, look at me. This is all my good stuff. But you've forgotten that we're supposed to come to God with gratitude. So instead of putting all your energy and efforts into what you want God to do, what if you asked Him? What if you happened to stop long enough to hear His side of your story? Abide in my presence. You might be able to understand more of what you're missing. Most of the time, we don't want to stop. We get too wrapped up in our own stuff. We don't want to try to see His side of the story because we think our story's better. We got this. I'm already writing my story, God. Why are you messing it up? Think about what it was like when you were growing up and your parents were trying to tell you one thing, but you wanted to say something else. There you were trying to convince them as your voice got louder and louder. I probably can remember 1,000 times I did this to my parents. I know my mom wouldn't have been happy. Definitely my dad was not happy. What good did that do me? What good did it do you? Did you get your way? I didn't. In fact, you might have even received a harsher punishment because of what you did by resisting and putting up a verbal fight. Or sometimes even a yelling match. If I can just out yell my mom, I will get my way. Are you trying to do that with God? Are you trying to out yell Him? Are you trying to outdo Him? Are you trying to give Him the roadmap for your life? Life isn't about what you see ahead. God sees farther, wider, and deeper. Abide in my presence. Look at your circumstance today through what God wants you to see. Don't sit there and have this entitlement in your plea, in your request to Him. Now, I also will say this. God still wants us to come and He wants to know us. So if we're upset about something, He wants to have those hard conversations. God is big enough for that. But there's a difference of having a hard conversation going, Lord, I'm mad at you. This is not right. I don't know what to do. Yeah, you can have those hard conversations. And then on the other side, you can say, you know what, Lord, but I'm asking you to help me. Open the door that I'm supposed to go through. And if I knock on a door and it doesn't open, make it well known to me that I'm not supposed to go through that door. So either I don't waste my time or it just flies open and I know I'm supposed to walk through it. Drop an opportunity in my lap. Open my eyes so I see what you want me to see. Because yeah, I'm mad. Life isn't fair. I get that, Lord. He wants to take all of your tears of hardship, of hurt, of pain that is excruciating. You don't even feel like you can take another step. He wants to take all of that and he wants to bless you. But the thing is how that happens, we don't see it the way he sees it. And so therefore, what do? We impose our own judgment on our God. God's bigger than our judgment. We have no right to do that, but we do it anyway. And I'm not just saying this to you. I'm saying it to me too. I get flustered. I'm like, come on, Lord, how much more do we have to take? How much more do we have to give? How much more do we have to wait? Don't you have an answer? And if so, why can't you give it to us? Because right now we feel lost. We feel hurt. We feel empty. We feel alone. The note, while you are in search of the roadmap to get you through the twists and the turns in life, abide in my presence and never lose sight of what's important. Love God. Give your circumstance to him. Yes, tell him how you feel, but then listen. John 15, verse 4 says this, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me." Be present in his presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.